Yep. Okay. Bavmitzia Perktes Mishnah Yudbeis. So echad schar adam ve'echad schar behema ve'echad schar kelim. It's all the same in terms of if you rent something by the day, whether it's a human being that you paid him by the day, or animals, you rent the guy's animal by the day, or kelim, you rent his car by the day. Yesh b'mushum b'yomo titen scharo. The lender is entitled to his pay, and you have to give it to him on the day that you owe it to him. So that's the day. You're kind of mitzvah by paying him on the day. It doesn't matter. Yesh bo mishum, sorry, ve yesh bo mishum lo salin pu'ula sachir itcha ad boker. The law also kicks in that if you don't pay the person who worked for you or the person who loaned you his animal or his kli, so if you withhold payment from him till the next day, till the next period, you are over the law of lo salin. Now, Amasai, when is it true that you're over the law? That's bizman shetva'o, that assumes that the worker, the employee, was tovea you, the employer. If you didn't ask for his money, then you're not over the law of it. It's already learned out from a pasuk. Lo tva'o, if he didn't ask for his money, ain't over a law. You haven't gone over the law of not paying him because he hasn't asked for his money yet. That's an important thing to know, by the way, obviously. Right. Now, chimhau eitzel chenvani, this is a funny word. It means somehow like you deflected him. Not kum eitzel, I don't know. You sent him, redirected him. How do they translate it as? To him? What'd you?
Gave him a draft.
Gave him a draft? Right. That's like, yeah, that's like a voucher. Something like that. Okay, so that's something different. That's not a Rosh. I don't think like Rosh learns. You just like you redirect them, something like that. That's what it is. But that's the point. The point that whatever the idea is the same. The point is when the guy comes to you for his pay, you say, "Oh, go to so and so has your money or has your food or you know take this voucher to him and he'll give you the stuff that whatever it is." So you send it to the chenvani, the shopkeeper. You know, and he'll I guess the worker will withdraw some credit that the shopkeeper has. Oh, it's al shulchani. That's like the equivalent of the bank, you know, like the money changer guy. The point is, the employer says to the employee, go to a third party who will give you the money. Eino over a love. If the third party doesn't pay him for whatever reason, then the employer is not over the love. So
there's got to be some love. I just can't say go to this guy in the next town, 2 hours away or an hour away. Why
should we have to walk 15 minutes to get his money when he's there? I mean, it doesn't specify anything. I'm just saying it should be. I am assuming that is either normative or understood beforehand. They're not making the kind of wild goose chase. That's just how the mission isn't addressing if it's right to tell the guy not, that's not what we're addressing. We're addressing that was the accepted practice. They agreed to whatever the story was, and then. But you owe him money today. The mission is addressing this point. Right. I owe you $100 for your work for today, and I tell you, no problem, you know, go to the bank and, you know, and withdraw from my account. Here's the petek, or go to the shop and withdraw. And then the bank doesn't have the money, or the shop doesn't give you the food. For whatever reason, it's closed. They deny you. They didn't look like your ID. It doesn't matter. So the mission is saying, even though you didn't get paid, I'm not over the isser of not having paid you, because it's not my fault the bank didn't pay you. That's what it's addressing. It's not saying I can send you a pillar to post running around trying to get paid. Yep, Sakhir. If they're talking about the employee, Bizmano, in the window of time that he is supposed to get paid, Nishba Venotel, like I just explained in the previous Mishnah, he's believed if he says he wasn't paid, and he can take a Shavua that no one paid him, Venotel, and he can, by the forced by the power of his shvua, of his oath, he can, the basin will force, yeah, will force the employer to pay him, you know, arguably again, but that's the point. So, you know, it's, because like I said before, the Chazal said, listen, a person's not going to go and swear he wasn't paid if he just got paid. So if he's saying that, we much more believe, it's much more likely that the employer just got mixed up with payroll, because he has 100 guys to worry about and other things to deal with, than the employee who's now kicking and screaming, saying, but I never got my money. So we believe, if we have to believe someone, we're going to believe the employee didn't get his money, but it's only in that little window. It's the window he has to say right away, I was owed and I wasn't paid, kicking, screaming then and there. Avar zmana, once that window is closed, Eino nishba v'notel, he hasn't got the special, you know, I'll call it extra legal, whatever, power of taking a shvua and getting paid. No, then we go to the normal rules of base and go into kick in, you know, namot mechaver l'avaray and stuff like that. You can't just show up one day and say, you owe me money for a work I did 6 years ago, and then just swear you didn't get paid and collect. That's not how it works.
I'm always surprised even if the employer just has one employee.
Yeah.
It's not just because, you know, maybe I don't know if I did one person.
Correct. Yeah, because yes. First of all, because Chazal make a low plug, they were not going to do it. But B, the employer has much more to worry about than just payroll. He has to worry about the whole factory and the farm, whatever. He's got things on his mind. The employee has one thing on his mind. I'm working to get paid. The employer has a thousand things on his mind. So if it's a he said, she said situation, we're not, again, Chazal weren't assuming that people are just nasty and trying to make people work and not pay them. We're assuming there's all, you know, normally two people are saying different things. There's at least one person's misunderstanding. So we're assuming, Chazal said, I guess, overwhelmingly more likely the misunderstanding is the employer thought he paid but didn't. That can happen. I can relate to that perfectly. All right? Up to now we said the only window where he has a special power of saying, I swear you didn't pay me, and then he can force payment is in that window with that 12-hour period, let's say, that window when he's supposed to get paid. Right away. However, that window passes, then he has no special powers. But imyesh edim shetvao, if you know, for argument's sake, you know, he finished, you know, on Monday night and he wanted to get paid, and the whole Monday night he didn't get paid. So like, you know, comes, you know, midnight, he's kicking and screaming to the employer, you didn't pay me yet, and the employer, whatever, doesn't pick up the phone, doesn't want to know. But he has two witnesses that he was demanding payment. He didn't take a shvu and based in, but the witnesses say he was demanding payment. So the next morning, even though the window is passed, still, in Yesh Edim Shetavo, he has witnesses that from the night before, I've been asking since the proper time, I've been asking to get paid, just he hasn't paid me yet. Hareze Nishva Venotel, then even the next day, he can still take a shvu and based in. So, did I say it clear? So the normal din is, there's like you have to pay the employee in that if he finishes during the day, you have to pay him during the day. If he finishes at night, you have to pay him during the night. So, and just that night, if you don't pay him by that night, then you're over the love and the ase, and he can stay during the night. I wasn't paid, and he's believed. Once the morning has come around, A, the employer is over the love and over mavat la'ase, and B, the employee has no special rights anymore, and has to go the normal route of trying to fight for his money. He hasn't got the special power of making a shvua. But if he has witnesses that say, listen, he didn't take a shvu in the night, but he was asking since the night, and just wasn't paid, then nishva notel, then he could take a shvu the next morning.
Does he not take a shvu if he has the
edim? No, he is. The edim aren't testifying he wasn't paid. They're only testifying he's been asking.
Right.
So he has to take a shvu. No, the edim...
He has been paid.
Yes, because the edim have no opinion on the subject.
Don't know that.
Yeah, you wouldn't need deed. If he had Adam, he wasn't paid. He wouldn't need to. Then he wouldn't need any of this stuff. Then in 6 years' time, he could come with Adam. But yeah. Okay. Now, fascinating. Based on a gezer shava, the ger toshav. Now remember, the ger toshav is a non-Jew, and as a general rule, the Torah doesn't legislate much about non-Jews, but it does legislate regarding here the ger toshav. That means the non-Jew, but he lives amongst the Jews, and he's called a toshav. A resident alien, because he's allowed. The Torah allows him to live in Eretz Israel. Why? Because he's committed to keep, according to Rambam, the Sheva Mitzvot Ve'Noach. According to Rashi, he's just forsworn of Avodah Zarah. Either way, the point is, whatever he is, he's a Ger Toshav. He's a kosher, legitimate non-Jew in the land of Eretz Israel. So the Torah protects him. Yesh bo mashum biyomo titan scharo. You have a mitzvah to give him money on the day he works. He's protected. That's a mitzvah, but he's not protected. The love of not paying him doesn't kick in. He's not protected by the love, if you will, based on gezer shavas. The pasuk that says about paying, it says, O megercha shebe artzcha b'sharecha, Now that would not necessarily mean non-Jews. That means it could mean just gerim. But the point is, it says sha'arecha in your gates, and the drasha is gezeirah shava to the pasuk that talks about nevela. By nevela, it says lo sochlo kol nevela. You can't eat nevelos. Ger sheber sha'arecha titnena va'achla. Give it to the ger who's living in your gates, and he will eat it. So there, obviously, that ger can't mean a Jewish convert. Obviously, you're not giving him nevelas. So therefore, we're talking about non-Jews. So therefore. Here, Gezeirah Shavah is the ger in your gate, is referring to the non-Jewish ger in your gate, and that he is protected by the mitzvah aseh to pay him. However, the pasuk, one of the pasuk that psukim that talk about withholding of payment, says lo sashok esriacha. You shouldn't. Oshek is like withholding payment. We've seen it before. We actually saw it in Bava Metzia. No, we saw it in Bavakam. I mentioned it was a one-liner. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Point that we saw in Bavakama, very briefly, by the Asham Gezelos, there are five things you can like withhold. Remember, so one of them, maybe it was a mafkid, in a mafkid. We saw it in a mafkid. In any case, so lo sashok means you shouldn't withhold payment. Es re'echa, to your re'ah, and of course re'echa is code word for your fellow Jew, since the ger toshav is not a fellow Jew, so then he's not protected by the law. Okay.